We got more theories from around the world that are going to make us question reality. Thank you, Mike, for the videos.
I was 16 years old. I was in the Chinese military. We were talking about the strategy, how to take down the imperialism USA. The number one strategy is mustn't use the traditional way of warfare, because more than 50 years ago, China was still poor. They told us if we do that way, we will lose money and lose the war, because the United States is too rich and too high-tech oriented, and we will lose. Therefore, we must avoid traditional way of warfare. What do we need to do? We must fully use bioweapon and chemical weapon. We must working hard make Americans against Americans. We must divide and conquer them and make them weak in order to take it down.
Elon Musk was just forced by a judge to release the names of the people who bought X with him. One of the names was the creator of Oracle, Larry Ellison, via the Lawrence J. Ellison Revocable Trust. Funny thing about the Oracle data collection software is that it started as a secret CIA project 3 years before Larry created it. I mean, he didn't even change the name of it, see, Project Oracle. And his biggest contracts were always with the CIA. Elon Musk uses the illusion of freedom of speech as a smokescreen, so we forget that X is like every other social media platform, data collection software with ties to the CIA. Another weird name on the list was Sean Combs Capital, adding spy software to the list of other Diddy investments.
I was looking in that comment section and they were saying that it's a voluntary trap to collect real data of the human conscious, because everyone's speaking their thoughts, training AI, and will be used against us. Because what do people do on Twitter, or formerly known as Twitter, because now it's X? People speak their minds. They speak their opinions. So AI is taking this, grasping this information so that they can be trained to use this against us. It's like any other app, but I'm just saying Twitter in particular, because Twitter, you can actually really type out your thoughts. Can't really do that with Instagram like all these other ones, but Facebook, but Twitter was really known for that. And then on top of that, they say Oracle has a lot of ex-military working for them. See, we be thinking stuff sweet, and they using this stuff against us. So, which one is it? You saw the number keep going up?
Y'all know that farmers aren't allowed to save and reuse their seeds for the crops that they grow? And
as a farmer who grows these seeds, we don't appreciate you telling the whole world the truth. She's right. Large, powerful seed companies make your food more expensive by holding farmers hostage. If you don't already know, farmers don't own their seeds. They pay for the right to plant that seed. This is my corn, but I don't own the genetics to my own corn. So if I harvest it and try to plant more, that's illegal. They can sue me, and they will, for a lot of money. But how would they find out? When you're a farmer and you buy your seed, they make you sign a contract. Meaning whenever they want, the seed company can come onto your property, dig up your plant, and check for their genetics. Even if it's an accident, like your neighbor's plant cross-pollinated, they can sue you.
So everything is just becoming subscription-based, huh? This is crazy. I actually did not know that. Capitalism.
MK Ultra. That was the CIA's mind control program, right?
Yeah, it's since been discredited.
Discredited for being crazy and for being in direct violation of the Nuremberg Code, which was written because of medical experiments by Nazi war criminals, many of whom, after World War II, spoiler alert, came to work for the CIA.
Wait, what?
Look, the Soviets were kicking our in the Cold War. Our scientists had to think outside the box.
Oh, is that the box where they kept informed consent? Because I'm pretty sure that all those mental patients the CIA force-fed LSD didn't give it.
Wait, what?
Mental patients, Lana. They gave them LSD every day for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Not 6 months. The longest one was only 174 days.
That is 6 months.
Oh, and what about Project Artichoke before Ultra, where you got innocent people addicted to morphine.
Look, all that crazy drug stuff was intentionally, secretly leaked to divert attention from the real goal of Project MKUltra, which was mind control through hypnosis and torture.
What?
Violence is never the answer.
You do violence to us all the time.
Look, aliens!
Are they here to rescue us from you?
What?
If they're not here to rescue us from you, then I don't care. Also, that's an airplane.
You're under arrest.
I figured.
Thank you, Hector, for the video.
Demons and spirits, they can only attack you or they can only have access to you when you sin. Okay. So check this video out.
Whoa, when you sin.
This is footage of outside someone's garage. There's a guy planning to rob this car.
Yeah.
And in the back, you see almost like a spirit just waiting around. It's like a semi-transparent like shadow.
Okay.
It's just waiting around. But the moment the guy goes to steal the car, look what happens. Look.
Let me see.
See?
Yeah, just. He gets in the car.
Yeah, so he's getting in the car. And then look at the shadow. Look at the spirit. People in the comments are saying it's a demon, and this is how demons have access to people. Look. So the moment he runs and grabs something from the car.
Oh, he runs with him?
It runs with him.
Okay, what does that mean?
But it's,
I don't know why Ephesians 6 and 12 like pops up in my head, but I think that's a perfect example of how it's not the person, it's the spirit in that person. So you know that we don't battle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So it's these dark spirits that are trying to rule these vessels, but that's why we have to be equipped with the armor of Yahuwah by staying in our word, because it will keep us from things like that. Keep us away from evil spirits coming in and creeping in. Because I know you guys know that Bible verse about the, you know, evil spirit will try to stay here and dwell. And then when they leave, they'll try to come back to its home. But this time they'll bring seven more. I'll post the Bible verses so I can kind of fill y'all in on what I'm saying. Because I'm actually kind of just, I'm giving y'all snippets instead of the whole thing. But it's a spiritual war is what I'm trying to say. It's a spiritual war. And you have to know how precious your soul is if you have Yahuwah and Hasatan both trying to fight for it. But we know the end from the beginning, so we want Yahuwah to win it. We don't want Hasatan to win. All Hasatan is trying to do is to trick us, because at the end of the day, you know, misery loves company, and we know that he loses. So he's right now, he's on a pouting mode. When I say pounding, like a, because basically if he going down, he going to try to take as much souls with him as he can. Let's not allow that to happen, especially when we know the end from the beginning. And then we know that Yahuwah is never going to lead us astray. Yahuwah is our creator. Yahuwah is our maker. He wants nothing but the best for us. Let's not have Hasatan and his minions take over what Yahuwah is trying to bless us with.
The CIA does not care about human life. It doesn't care about peace at all. It cares about winning and perpetuating and expanding itself. And that's not an exaggeration. They have an entire procedure they've developed over the last 40 years since Gary Webb. They destroyed his career, lost his marriage, his finances, and then wound up in a hotel room with two bullets in his head because he reported on CIA drug running. And he wrote the book Dark Alliance. Their most favorite form of assassination is pushing someone to. And then that gives them the doctrine of plausible deniability. And that comes from National Security Council Directive 10-2 in 1948, where the CIA can do anything it wants, sabotage, subversion, economic warfare, assassination, can do anything it wants as long as there's plausible denial for the U.S. government. They can deny any involvement. The CIA can do anything it wants. Now imagine that with their $39 billion plus budget and the power of secrecy they have, the things that they have done and are doing are unconscionable.
Hold on. Wait, something went over my head. Wait a whole minute.
The CIA does not care about human life. It doesn't care about peace at all. It cares about winning and perpetuating and expanding itself. And that's not an exaggeration. They have an entire procedure they've developed over the last 40 years since Gary Webb. They destroyed his career, lost his marriage, his finances, and then wound up in a hotel room with two bullets in his head.
That's what's throwing me off. Did you hear what he said? Gary Webb ended up in a hotel because he committed with two bullets in his head. How did somebody shoot themselves twice? Wait a minute. Hold on. I need somebody to break. Wait a minute. Gary Webb ended up in a hotel room with two bullets in his head. Oh, yeah. Hey, somebody break that down for me. Break that down. That almost went over my head. Break that down for me.
Give me a dollar amount as to how much it would cost to end homelessness in America per year.
Ending homelessness in America is estimated to cost about $20 billion to $30 billion per year.
How much would it cost to end hunger in America per year?
Ending hunger in America would cost around $25 billion per year.
How much would it cost to send every college student to college for free per year?
Providing free college for every student in America would cost approximately $80 billion to $100 billion per year.
How much has the U.S. sent the Ukraine since the war started?
Since the war began in February 2022, the U.S. has sent over $75 billion in assistance to Ukraine.
So you're telling me we could end homelessness, end hunger,
yes,
and send everybody to college for free,
yeah,
for around the same amount of money that we spent in the Ukraine war since it started?
Yes, that's correct. The combined costs to end homelessness, end hunger, and provide free college education in America could be roughly comparable to the over $75 billion the U.S. has sent to Ukraine since the war started.
So why doesn't America just spend that money at home rather than sending it to other countries to fight their wars?
I don't know. Humanity is complicated.
That would be a solution to a problem. Y'all know America is a business and operates on problems. If you make a solution out of it, they're not making no money. And then you heard how it said humanity is complicated. Humanity isn't complicated. It's corrupt.
These people have tapped their, basically their religion is to have their body become inhabited by demons. All right. That's what it is. I've read it. Okay. This is all documented. They use hidden coded language and symbols, but
they like them little pearls.
Represent the secret, you know, the secret mysteries, the hidden gems, the secret sauce, the secret teaching of all ages, the secret doctrine, the secret societies. They have a lot of secrets. Well, it's hiding in plain sight if you have eyes to see it. It's right there in front of you. What is that? What are you looking at? What is
that? I
don't
know.
Is that a man or a woman? Come on, it's not that hard. Now, obviously, this person resembles Aleister Crowley, so probably is some kind of relation there. They're all kind of related somehow, right? At the end of the day, they got some kind of special bloodline that they're preserving.
Oh.
Practice androgyny, which means there's a controlled breeding program. They don't reproduce normally. It's controlled reproduction. New and improved, according to their beliefs. Sperm and egg and synthetic biology, whatever is going on, they seem to be enjoying it. All first ladies have been androgynous alchemists. Right? It's pretty obvious. Now, a lot of people say, oh, come on, man. That's just a nasty old woman. It's a nasty old man, all right? Come on. Man in a wig, all right? And it's a secret. Don't tell anybody. Let's keep this video between you and me because it's just too disturbing.
Thank you, Hector, for the next couple of videos.
Laziest country in the world is so relaxed, they won't even bother picking up money off the ground. That country is Switzerland, one of the wealthiest and highest standard of living countries in the world. With such high incomes, the Swiss have become incredibly lazy. Most Swiss people don't need to work the long hours we do. And even when they do work, they only put in a maximum of 3 days a week. In Switzerland, education from kindergarten all the way through university is completely free, and medical expenses are covered, so you don't have to worry about hospital bills. As a result, most Swiss people don't even understand the concept of saving money, preferring instead to live freely and spend without hesitation. Although Swiss banks are world-renowned and well-respected, most of the money deposited in them actually comes from foreigners. Switzerland also has a surprising policy. As long as you're a legal resident, even if you choose not to work, you're guaranteed over 2,000 Swiss francs a month for living expenses, which is about 20,000 RMB. What's surprising, though, is that many people are too lazy to even go to the bank to collect this money, so the government is struggling to give it away. In an attempt to address this, Switzerland planned to introduce mandatory payouts in 2016. However, this seemingly too good to be true policy faced opposition from 70% of the local population, who took to the streets to protest, saying they didn't need the handouts because they weren't short on cash. So, would this kind of country make you want to move there?
I know that sounds cool. That is cap. I'm just letting y'all know now before y'all get on me in the conversation. I was looking at the comment section. They were saying that this is not true at all. The medicine isn't free. They pay between 450 through 700 francs. I like that word. I might start saying that. But they said that they're the most hardworking people that you'll ever meet, and that they actually work more hours and weeks than most European countries. So I'm just saying, that would be cool though, but yeah.
PSA for anyone going to the grocery store. Yes, even natural health food stores. Next time you're in the produce aisle, please be on the lookout for this label. And whatever you do, do not go near it. Appeal, or Edappeal, is a World Economic Forum and Bill Gates funded product that is being sprayed on fruits and vegetables, which are on the verge of spoiling, so that they appear fresh and last longer. Even more frightening is the fact that Appeal has been approved for use on USDA organic produce under the name Organappeal. The main ingredient found in the Appeal coating is mono and diglycerides, which are extracted from grapeseed oil. This is then processed with the use of two solvents, which are ethyl acetate and heptane, both of which are hazardous chemicals known to seriously damage internal organs in the case of repeated exposure.
Why is he not in jail?
This coating cannot be washed off.
Emphasis on this cannot be washed off. I just don't understand how this man is thriving. He should be behind bars.
It was all just a test. A test to see if you would comply. They're so proud. They're so excited that the test worked. The World Economic Forum finally tells the truth about it was a test of our obedience to rapidly forming new world order. And for those of you like Dude and DT Bro and the rest of you that are going to try to debunk this, this is exactly what the WEF has posted on their website. What you're looking at right here is a screenshot from the WEF World Economic Forum website. Their language, their heading, was the test of social responsibility. A huge number of unimaginable restrictions for public health were adopted by billions of citizens across the world. There were numerous examples globally of maintaining social distancing, wearing masks, and acceptance of contact tracing applications for public health, which demonstrated the core of individual social responsibility. It was a test. All a test.
This is a big issue for me. I don't like taxes. I don't understand taxes. When I hear people in the Western world pay 40, 50, 60% tax, I was like, you work 5, 6 months, 7 months of the year for free, basically. For what? For no safety, average education, below average healthcare. Why even doing that? We don't pay tax in the UAE, but we get the most safest places in the world. We get amazing healthcare, and education here is superb. Yes, we pay for it, but if you make the math, it's cheaper here than there.
And Dubai was almost founded on this principle, like, and we're not going to tax you. And so it's kind of in the blood, in the DNA of everyone here in the region.
So that money is being spent in the country. So it's having a cycle. It moves GDP. Yep. Now we have a lack of luxury apartments and villas because they're all sold. There's mansions, $60, $100, $200, $300 million being sold like this. But that's the whole thing. Money's coming in. And that's how you become smart about it.
So you look at the West and you're like, what are they doing
here? Yeah, yeah. It doesn't make sense.
We're starting a mandatory boycott from this moment forward. Do not Kellogg's.
This is a monumental moment. We are going to march to Kellogg's to deliver over 400,000 voices and demand they meet with us. This will be the biggest petition ever collected taking on the food industry. It's time Kellogg's to do the right thing for American families. We deserve the same safer cereals other countries get. Kellogg's, if you're listening, please let us in. You cannot turn your back on this many voices.
Let us in! 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 Let us in!
Let us in!
I'm with corporate security. I'm not a spokesperson. I'm here to help facilitate the delivery of your petitions. The building is card access only, so cannot let anybody in today. I will take these. I will take you where they need to go. And leadership will review them. We don't have anybody from leadership available today to speak to you all.
We have 400,000 voices here on a petition. We've been calling, we've been emailing, we've been sending letters to your corporate headquarters to have a meeting and discussion. We have a shareholder right here that's being denied entry to the building to have a meeting.
I appreciate your efforts. However, I will escalate this to leadership.
I mean, you don't care.
And they will respond in kind.
So so Kellogg's is going to turn their back on the American children today.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm just for corporate security. I'm not a spokesperson for Kellogg's.
Well, the executives are right there looking.
Come out! Stop hiding from us!
Let us in!
Let us in!
Let us in!
I'm disgusted at the corporate greed of Kellogg's right now. I'm disgusted. This is all about money. This is a greed issue.
Yes.
This is a greed issue. Nobody should buy Kellogg's from this moment forward. Nobody.
Greed. They think of this. All right. If we gonna boycott, I don't even know what boycotts work, if I'm being honest. Y'all need to boycott FDA. But it's so many other foods with the same dyes. It's not just Kellogg's, but it's like your Doritos, your Cheetos, Takis, sodas, orange drinks. And it's in other stuff too, so it's not just that. And then realistically, just stop feeding your children like these cereals. We gotta give better alternatives than just these cereals, because I'm telling you, it's other alternatives. Just in case, because for example, let's just say the petition don't ever go forth and the cereal is still in the stores. Are you not gonna shop because that product is still in the store? No, you're just gonna just shop for better alternatives. Because stuff is going to be here. This is not going to stop. They're going to keep doing this. They're going to keep advertising for it. They're going to keep pushing this. But it's the discipline over desire. Hello. Copy your shirt. Link in the description down below. No, for real. That was a great ad to like add that in. But get your children on to better alternatives. But at the end of the day, y'all know my favorite saying, not to cure patients of lost customer. Not that one. But it starts with you. Children are going to go off of what you do and not what you say. Plus, children are going to go off of what you buy. So let's just not buy it for the house, because they're only going to eat what you buy for them. So like I said, it really starts off with you.
The final non-experiment with these goobers who are in a studio with shadows changing directions. Look at McToon's shadow. Look where it starts off from.
Yes.
Look where it ends up. It flips. I'm sorry, but isn't the sun meant to be 93 million miles away? Look at the shadow length getting longer as he walks away.
Where is he?
Get dominated, glyphs. Have fun explaining that one.
Said the sun set. You said that if people tried to go to Antarctica, they would get turned away at gunpoint. I proved that you lied, Nathan. All of your gullible idiot followers should be realizing right now that you are an idiot or you are a liar. You said you would get turned away at gunpoint. I did not get turned away at gunpoint. You lied, Nathan. I will perpetually call you a liar because I proved it, Nathan. I'm standing here in
he going off on Nathan.
looking at Mount
Rushmore. I don't even know what this video is about.
I'm walking around between the 10 cameras we have running.
Like, who is this guy, is what I'm trying to say.
Today, they're taking almost half of every dollar earned in the United States. And most people don't realize it because the taxes are hidden in the so-called business taxes. You know, the politician that stands up and yells, oh, let's save the little man, let's tax business. And everybody yells, hooray. But they haven't figured out that every tax on business is just a part of the cost of production. And the customer winds up paying it when he buys the product. It's a hidden sales tax. There's 116 of them in the suit of clothes that each one of us is wearing.
We're going to have to raise corporate taxes, and we're going to have to make sure that the biggest corporations and billionaires pay their fair share. That's just it. It's about paying their fair share. I am not mad at anyone for achieving success, but everyone should pay their fair share.
What's that one thing that sparked in your brain that made you question everything?
Why do politicians complain about college affordability, but then charge $400,000 to teach one class for two semesters? Why are there 28 vacant homes in America for every one homeless person? Why do 60% of US senators become lobbyists after retiring? Why do we keep paying into Social Security when the government tells us it will be bankrupt in a few years? Why do we need a good credit score to buy a house when the US is $35 trillion in debt, yet gets a AAA credit rating?
They'll accuse the US government of making money out of thin air. Maybe we do, but we're the US government.
Why do we need to pay taxes if the government can just print money? Is that why they hate Bitcoin so much? FBI, open up!
This is how you let your daughter go to the restroom. All right, go on in, honey. I'll stand right outside the door.
Oh, hold on, we'll get
it. Standing outside the door. One of my followers told a story about how she took her daughter to a park and she had to go to the restroom. So she went to the restroom, went into the single stall, and when she got into the single stall restroom, right? It's just a restroom. You open the door, you go in, you lock the door. There was a man waiting inside the restroom. He looked very irritated that she was in there. Why? Because she was an adult. He was in there waiting for a child. She sat there at the park after he left the restroom. She watched him and she watched the restroom, and multiple 4 to 6 year old kids, girls, went to the restroom by themselves because mother can see the restroom, right? But all it takes is for that door to shut and that door to lock, and you will never get your daughter back. You will never get what he does to her back. Moms and dads, do not let your children go to restrooms by themselves, even if you can see them walking to the restroom and leaving the restroom. Not only do we have men blatantly in there waiting, we have men posing as women in there waiting as well. None of my children will ever go to a restroom alone, and neither should yours.
Shout out to her, because I know this woke up a lot of people. Because again, that's not something that you think about, but you have to think about the things that you don't want to think about, because there are people that think like this.
So here's the thing. NASA isn't a space agency. NASA is the World Intelligence Agency. Everyone reports to them. FBI, CIA, KGB, CCP. Well, why would they lie about the shape of the Earth? What difference does it make? NASA was created right after Project High Jump, when Edwin Byrd flew out in Antarctica. On the other side of the South Pole, he found land bigger than the United States, filled with resources. Look at that. From Middle America, he would be in South, where South Africa is, or where Australia is. And another continent the size of the United States that no one has ever seen or set foot upon? What does that mean? What if he went from Middle America over what they call Antarctica and then found another continent out here?
And that would destroy our whole worldview of reality.
Now, what if there's other civilizations here? What if these are where the controllers of the world live? Okay, what if...
I'm getting chills right now.
Because the reality in your soul is going, yes, listen, listen, right? Get rid of your programmed mind. People don't realize, like, well, Russia would have ratted us out and this and that. They're all in it together. Everything that you know is a lie. The United Nations map, Flat Earth map. International Maritime Organization, Flat Earth map. World Meteorological Organization, Flat Earth map. International Civil Aviation Organization. These are the things that control the world. Why do they all have Flat Earth maps?
Well, I don't know. Artistically, maybe they couldn't.
Artistically? Is that your explanation? Here, now, let me ask you a question. If this is where we live, would you call this the...
Thank you, Earthy, for the video.
Watch that full video and remember it, because something is going on. If it was a clear case, they would let him speak to the public. Them not letting him speak to the public is violence, and it is a violation of his constitutional rights. Something is going on with this. I don't know what it is. We don't know what it is. It's not super helpful to conspire, but it's also not helpful to accept the narrative that's given to us by people that clearly are more interested in protecting the billionaires and millionaires of this country than protecting the everyday people of this country. So while there has been a lot of memeing correlating him with the shooter, remember that he is pleading not guilty. He has denied some of the evidence, and the court of public opinion should not be made up yet.
No one here has ever had a real banana. Google real banana and look what it looks like.
What the f-?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Everything's fake. Everything we eat is fake. Even the healthy stuff.
Real bananas aren't that long. Where can you get regular bananas? In the Caribbean?
You can't. It's illegal.
Is that true? Why did it... What's in there? Is it going to make my IQ grow?
Bro, it regenerates blood cells if you eat real food.
Did you see it? The pendant of an Omega symbol with an eye in the center, worn by none other than Elon Musk. On the surface, it's just jewelry, but it's something more than that. The Omega, the end of the Greek alphabet, often represents finality, the last chapter, or the ultimate limit. And then there's the eye, the all-seeing eye, a symbol famously associated with the elite, the pyramid eye, their mark of control and surveillance. But what happens when that eye is removed from the pyramid, replaced instead with Omega, the end? It becomes something else entirely, a symbol of defiance, of awareness, of protection. It's a spiritual shield, born to guard against the elites and everything they represent. It's not just an acknowledgement of their presence, but a declaration, I see you. I know what you are, and I stand against you. Elon Musk, a disruptor of industries, a provocateur of the status quo, wearing the symbol, is he signaling a shift? Is this pendant his way of declaring the end of an era dominated by secretive power and control? It's about what it represents, a battle over the future of humanity. If the elites use the pyramid to symbolize control, perhaps Musk's Omega Eye symbolizes completion, a final chapter where the people see through the illusion and take back control. So is this protection, resistance, or simply a challenge to the world's most powerful forces? Either way, it makes one thing clear. The fight is far from over.
America's going to be the poorest country in the world starting now. You're going to see the biggest crashes happening right now. So that's good for me because the price of gold and silver go up. But this time I went to the slums of Mumbai. What shocks most people is America never had slums like that. Today, slums are everywhere across America. The slums of Mumbai are spreading across America. The big shift is Russia, China versus America, Europe. Chinese are threatening to shift the yuan to gold. And if they do that, US dollar collapse. If that happens, America goes. That's why I've been saying this is trash. It's commodities, silver and gold. Being a capitalist, I own gold mines and I own silver mines. So when the dollar crashes, I get richer.
And that happens time and time again.
That's going to happen now. It's the biggest battle in history going on today. And the dollar is going to lose.
In 1872, Rockefeller bought up, shut down, or bankrupt 90% of the oil companies. Our good old Constitution came into place, and in 1911, the Supreme Court found Rockefeller in violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act and split Standard Oil into 34 independent companies. So they said, you can't have a monopoly on this. You're done. You think that changed who he was? No. He promised to bankrupt America. At that very same time, they were learning how to turn petrochemicals, exactly what he had at his fingertips with the oil, into pharmaceuticals. Now, John D. Rockefeller's biggest threat was natural health. So what does he do? Being the businessman he is, he donates money to the medical schools because he wants to control. And what do you do when you want to control someone? You give him money. And then he hired a guy by the name of Flexner to study the school's curriculum, to figure out what they were teaching everybody, and to persuade the government to establish allopathic medicine, which used the unnatural substances to treat diseases. This is how Western medicine was founded.
Video game provides external, continuous, 100% consequences for interacting with it, and the homework does nothing. When a problem is solved on a sheet of paper, nothing happens. The consequences are delayed. And therein lies the trouble. So the corollary of this is if you want to see an ADHD person fail, you put him in any environment where there are no consequences. And I guarantee you failure. The work will not get done. Because the person cannot self-motivate. And this is not a choice. And this is not willful. And this is not a child who just could, if they wished, wake up tomorrow and smell the coffee and get busy and do the work. They cannot. This is an internal neurogenetic executive failure. You can't self-motivate like other people. So it doesn't matter what your goals are, you won't get there.
When you looked up at the sky, could you actually see the stars?
And we were never able to see stars from the lunar surface or on the daylight side of the moon by eye without looking through the optics. I don't recall during the period of time that we were photographing the sonar corolla what stars we could see.
I don't remember seeing any.
Whilst in space, have you ever looked away from Earth into the black void?
Yeah, because you can see the stars.
Oh yeah,
You know, and pretty much all the time you can see the stars.
It's not a black void. I mean, it's black, but there's all kinds of little polka dots.
There's all the stars there, and the cool thing is about it, you can see it during the day.
Yeah, you can't.
And if you can tear your eyes away from that and you look under your arm, down at the rest of everything, it's an unfathomable blackness.
What are the stars like in space? Like, are they just brighter than on Earth, or how would you describe it?
They're brighter, but they're different. And a lot of things different about it. One, you don't have the atmospheric distortion, so they don't twinkle, right? So you see lots of points, and you see lots of points, and that literally millions of them. The thing about Carl Sagan, billions and billions of stars. There really are billions and billions of stars, and you can see them. In fact, they're so numerous, it's very difficult to pick out the constellations you and I see here on the ground. And I live in Colorado.
You think is coming is a recession. What your crazy friends might say to you is coming is maybe a depression. You'd be mistaken. Those are lies. What is coming is a collapse of the dollar. You haven't had one of those. We've never experienced the collapse of the dollar, of the world's reserve currency. This will make us Venezuela. Make no mistake. If you want to be prepared, prepare yourself like people should have prepared in Venezuela. Soon, I don't know when, but it will happen overnight. Mm. Soon, everything will be collapsing, and the banks will close, and there will be chaos.
I don't know why they're lying. That's more important. I can sit here and tell you all day about, you know, how they're lying, what tactics they're using, but when you understand why they're lying, then the enemy is exposed. They are lying so you don't accept the Bible, because the Bible says the earth shall not be moved. The Bible says that the sun and the moon and the stars were made. It doesn't say that the sun is a star and that the stars are a sun. It differentiates. And I'm telling you, the Bible is the oldest flat earth document that there ever was. And so they want people to not believe the Bible.
You have to know why they're lying. Because they're lying for a reason, and it's to keep you from the truth. Made me think of some quotes. A lie told often enough becomes the truth. That is scary. And then you have to remember, the truth doesn't mind being questioned. A lie does, though.
Nothing is a coincidence anymore. Watch this.
I was bigger than just our skin color. That's what I want people to also see.
It's an economic war right now.
Not even just that, like mentally, the slavery is not physical anymore, it's mental. As far as the New World Order has come in the shape of electronics, you know what I'm saying? Taking away your mind from what you want to apply it to.
To control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice.
Apple is the most satanic company ever. And let me tell you why. Do you know the first Mac, when it came out, the iMac? Do you know how much it sold for?
I saw this.
How much?
$666. Is that serious, bud?
It's serious. First what? Apple Mac computer sold for $666.
But it's Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs is very particular with numbers and percentages.
Let's say that. What's the logo, bro?
I've been hearing that lately.
That for me does ring alarm bells, but still not convinced.
That's two. Okay. You know Siri?
Yeah.
What is Siri spelled backwards?
Iris.
Iris. What's Iris? Your eye.
Okay.
What's like that satanic Illuminati thing? The one eye symbolism. Eye. I'll give you another one. iPhone. iPhone. So you have the iris, which is eye. iPhone. Eye. You have the Apple. You have the 666.
I think now I'm convinced.
For the sake of my mental health, I need y'all to check in with me, because I can't be the only one noticing this, right? Why is it that in America, we have more fitness centers than anywhere in the world or any generation before us, but none of us are actually fit? We have more vitamin and supplement centers than anywhere else in the world or any generation before us, but none of us are actually healthy. They don't do that in other countries because in other countries, they get their nutrition from their food, which leads me to my next point. We pay more on a daily basis just to obtain regular food, and none of it has any healthy or nutritional properties at all. It's quite the contrary. It's actually poisoning us and making us sick, where we have access to the best medical advancements and technology ever to exist. We're still a nation chock full of obese, diabetic patients. We have an abundant amount of mental health resources, but we're all suffering from anxiety, depression, or insomnia, potentially all of the above. We sleep more than we ever did. We're always tired. We drink more water than ever before. We're constantly dehydrated. We work harder than we ever have. We're always poor. We have insane skin regimens, but we're aging in dog years. Like, I just can't wrap my head around it. I seriously can't. Never before in the history of America or in any other country have they put such a large amount of money and attention into health and beauty and not been healthy nor beautiful. And why do you think that is?
Y'all know why I'm laughing. Everybody just say it with me on a count of three. 1, 2, 3. A cured patient is a lost customer. Sickness is a business. Y'all have to understand this. When you see it, you can't unsee it. You're not going to ever thrive and prosper on the healthy. You're going to get that off the sick. To keep that going, you have to make it a subscription service. Y'all know a cured patient is a lost customer. Shirts are coming soon for that. Stay tuned. I got some stuff in the vault that I'm cooking up.
People ask me why their grandparents or great-grandparents never talked about the reset. Why don't they remember anything about it? Well, let me try to explain it. First, there were the Cabbage Patch babies. Now, these weren't just toys, you see. They became a symbol of something much bigger, a massive repopulation effort after the reset. These babies, they weren't born the usual way. They were produced almost mechanically in large numbers and distributed through a cold, efficient system. Strange, isn't it? Brings to mind ideas like cloning, doesn't it? And maybe that's why today you see so many folks who just seem to go with the flow. No questions, no thinking. Did you know they say nearly half the population doesn't even have an internal monologue? Imagine that.
I heard about that.
Living life with a quiet mind, just following along.
Crazy.
Those babies, those orphan trains, they were shipped off along with abandoned children who had survived the reset, taken from their families, sent to faraway lands. Many ended up in America. And when they got there, they were given a new story, the official version of history. No elders left to tell them the truth. Nobody to remember how things used to be. It made them easier to control, you see. Easier to accept the new narrative.
See, that kind of sounds like, y'all know I relate everything back to scripture. You heard how I said, like, no elders, so they were easier to control, and then they kind of pushed whatever history and narrative that they wanted to. That sounds like us today. We were giving Torah, so that's laws, that's statutes, that's commandments, how Yahuwah wanted us to live, how it was supposed to be. But what happened was, stuff didn't happen. Stuff didn't got watered and washed down to the point where we have completely lost our history and completely forgot who we were, who we came from, and the mission and the goal of why we're here. It was saying how they were easy to control because they had no elders, meaning that they didn't have the elders to be able to pass down the information and be like, look, this is Yahuwah, the law, statutes, and commandments. This is what you can and what you can't eat. This is how you have to live. This is how we walk. This is how you name your children. Boom, 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 boom. We had lost all that. But now it's getting restored back onto us where we're like, okay, we're Torah keepers. We know the law, statutes, and commandments. Yahuwah said we can't eat this. Yahuwah said we can't eat this. These are the names that we walk in. These are the names that we are able to call upon. All these things are being restored back onto us. So we're that generation that has been revived. In other words, being able to carry out what was lost so many years. We're the generation that picked up the baton and now we're keeping it going because it won't stop with us. Because here's the thing, Yahusha said that we will do greater works. I'm sorry, I like to relate everything back to scripture. Y'all gotta forgive me, but then don't forgive me because y'all know this is my lifestyle. Y'all know what it is.
Actually, can anyone explain to me why the Pope has this symbol on his robes that is identical to a giant geoglyph of a humanoid-looking figure in the northern desert of Chile. Like, seriously, what is going on here? It's pretty common knowledge that the global elites know a lot more than they let us normies in on, but this is literally like waving it in front of our face. Like, what is this? Before anybody starts commenting saying this picture is fake or it's probably been altered or AI, no. This was posted 6 years ago in an article by The Guardian. Now, I had to scribble out a little bit of the title, but Catholic Church, children, I'm sure you can understand the context of this article. So unless The Guardian are posting pictures of the Pope with aliens on his robes for absolutely no reason and no relevance to their story, then I feel pretty comfortable in saying that this is a real image. So what kind of significance does it have to this? The Atacama Giant. This is one of the biggest geoglyphs in the world depicting a humanoid figure. It's believed to have been created between 1,000 and 1,400 years ago by ancient Incan cultures. It's over 100 meters tall and it's on the Pope's robes. Why? Like, seriously, like, let's move away from aliens and UFOs for a second and just, can anybody actually tell me, why does the Pope have this on his robes? It is aliens.
There's a documentary that all of us need to watch. He's been doing research for 20 years of geoengineering.
What is it about?
Chemtrails. Every single person that he interviewed for this documentary worked for the military, worked for the Pentagon, worked for the Bush administration, and they're like, yes, this is in fact what we're doing. Their whole claim is for climate control and global warming. These planes are outfitted with these sprayers where they're literally spraying aluminum particles in the air to reflect the UV sun rays back into the atmosphere to where it doesn't heat up our oceans and stuff. But also, is it trapping the heat underneath it too? And is that why we're having the ice melt, the oceans hitting record temperatures?
There's a study that was done in the 1960s, and it was commissioned by NASA because they wanted to know how to hire more geniuses. So they hired George Land and his team to go out and figure out what makes a genius. So they started with a group of five-year-olds and they gave them a creativity test. The way they defined genius was, how do you use your creative imagination to solve problems? And what they found was, of this group of five-year-olds, 98% qualified as geniuses. Then they came back 5 years later when this group was 10 years old, and it was down to 30%. 5 years later at 15, it was down to 12%. And then I think they just kind of gave up in disgust. But George Land took it further and went out and surveyed adults and found that only 2% of adults. He attributed this to school, 100% to school. That you would take a population, 98% genius, and dumb them down to 2%. He said uncreative behavior and thinking is learned.
When she was talking, I knew it was school, because when she said at the age and how it was 98 and then 5 years later how the percentage was going down, I said, there's only one factor, one main factor, and that has to be school. So when she was talking and before she said school, this picture popped up in my mind. This is what's happening. You start off by having this creative mindset and all these ideas, and school drains out the creativity and the intelligence out of you. And this is what you end up coming out as. You end up coming out of whatever they taught and programmed you. At the end of the day, you have to remember who put money in and invested into these schools. That was John D. Rockefeller. You know, the Rockefellers and all them other elite people that's up top. But the quote that sticks in my mind about that, because I'm bringing him up for a reason, is because it was something like, we don't, hold on, let me get the quote, because I don't want to say it wrong. I don't want a nation of thinkers, I want a nation of workers. This is the man that created the General Education Board. This is why we have this, because he's draining everything out of us so that we all can be the same. Because we're all learning the same thing. So they're taking out the creativeness, because again, they don't want a nation, or they don't want a nation of thinkers. They want a nation of workers. They don't want you to sit here and think outside the box. They don't want your creativity. They don't want your whatever you can add to the table. They want workers, and workers are people that are going to just comply. Workers are going to be people that don't go against the grain, that don't use their mind. It's repetitive robotic action.
This is Judy Resnick, an engineer and pilot aboard the Challenger mission. An internet user found Judith Resnick, a law professor at Harvard Law School.
Oh.
Some people were a little taken aback by the idea.
Yeah, this video blew my mind.
And like this is Michael J. Smith, also an engineer and pilot aboard the Challenger shuttle. This is Dr. Michael J. Smith. professor of engineering at the University of Wisconsin. This is Sharon Krista McAuliffe, arguably one of the most famous things about the Challenger mission. She was supposedly just a teacher that was picked at random. This is Sharon A. McAuliffe, also a law professor who received her degree shortly after the Challenger disaster. Dick Scobie was the commander of the mission. Here's Commander Dick Scobie next to Richard Scobie, the CEO of
Cowley.
Here's his company's original logo. And Ellison Onizuka both passed away when the Challenger shuttle exploded. Miraculously, it was found out that they both had twin brothers.
Those were all Hector's videos. So shout out to Hector. Thank you, Eric, for this video.
People don't look for the truth. They look for who they like. And they believe who they like, whether it's the truth or not.
Thank you, Retro, for the video.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Amadai Shakur. Let's talk about the meaning of the nursery rhyme, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Now, in this song, the boat is actually a reference to our bodies because our bodies are mostly composed of water. Now, our bodies are composed of 70% water, 70 to 75%. The brain is 75% water, the blood is 83%, and the heart is 79%, and so on and so forth. So it would be safe to say that when they're talking about a boat, they're actually referring to our bodies. And also pay attention because people often refer to their bodies as vessels. Now, if you look up the definition of vessel, you'll see that the first definition is a ship or a large boat. You've often heard, I'm sure, people say, you don't understand what I'm going through. We're not even in the same boat, okay? That's because you're in your own individual vessel, your own body, and your problems are unique to others. Sometimes people say they're the captain of their own ship. Again, referencing their bodies, that they're in charge of their own life, that what they say is what goes. They don't listen to what other people outside of themselves say because they're the captain. They're in charge of their own lives. Gently down the stream. Well, that means to take things easy, nice and slow. You know, sit back and be very calculating in the way you move forward. Don't just lash out. Don't just start fighting against the current. That's a good way to drown or get yourself swept away. Pay attention. Life is but a dream. Well, some of the natives believe that when you go to sleep and you're dreaming, that your spirit is outside of yourself, somewhere living out its life. And that when you awake, the spirit is now asleep and you are now your spirit's dream. Now, this is, as I said, what some people believe. But also, you've heard people, I'm sure, say that death is an illusion. So is this life really a dream? Well, it very well could be, because when people come out into a higher level of consciousness, we often say that they have awakened from the slumber. We say that now they are woke. So with that being said, life likely is a dream.
Did you know that we have 6G now?
6G?
6G's actually been out for a while.
Really?
Yeah. They can measure EEG waves. Like, phones can measure EEG waves. And that basically can borderline read your thoughts.
Holy
and there's
crap.
A reason why you can get an ad for something and like you were thinking about it. 5G couldn't penetrate deep enough into the cell. And that's why, so what would happen is when all these towers were put up, you'd see kids that were, you know, they would get burns underneath their skin. It's because the graphene cooks them from it the inside out.
Jeez.
And this is what I've been explaining to people, is your body's a liquid crystal. And a crystal is basically an antenna. So you have hundreds of thousands of millions of crystals in your body, and that's how your body communicates with itself. So how do they shut these things down? Heavy metals. You eat things that are improper, disrupts the communication between the body. You get into a state of consumption. Your autonomic functions shut down. It's so simple, but they overcomplicate it, and then you're talking to some doctor, you have a disease, and there's a bunch of doctors in the room, they're saying stuff that's going over your head. Next thing you know, you're signing a document to get surgery. It's all money.
6G, huh? I know we all been there, because we talked about it before in multiple reaction videos, where sometimes you can think of something and then it will be an ad on your phone. Because I know we talked about also, like for example, if I said, let's just say if I talked about like an Apple Watch. I love me an Apple Watch. Apple Watches are just the coolest thing ever. They're going to start showing me stuff about the Apple Watch, because we know the phones be listening. But it's the stuff that when you start thinking about it and it start popping up on your phone, it's like, how is that possible? Because they got 6G. At this point, technology is just, It's too advanced for me. But y'all got to give me a story about something that you guys thought about and it was popped up, or if you guys said something. Because I'm telling y'all, I'm probably... Look, add the Discord, because if they start showing me stuff... No, not if. When. They start showing me stuff about the Apple Watch, I'm going to screenshot and be like, look, y'all, do y'all remember when I was filming and I was talking about the Apple Watch? Now look what's popping up on my feed. Because obviously I'm not looking up Apple Watch because I have one. But my phone don't know that. But you get what I'm saying. But it's crazy how advanced technology is and just how advanced it keeps getting. That is all for today's videos. I know I shouted out Hector because Hector sent in that plethora of videos. It's so much videos, but I'm so blessed, grateful, and appreciative. Again, I said in the last video, but I need to say it in this one. If you have videos and you want them featured on this page for us to react to and to watch, send them my way in the Discord. That is the best way to get them to me. So join my Discord. The link is in the description down below. That is how all these people who are getting shout outs and having their video played, this is how they're doing it, because they're sending it to me on Discord. And we have a tab called Conspiracy Theory Reactions, and that's a tab that you'll go on to submit your videos so that I can see them and that I can react to them. I truly appreciate all those that have sent in videos. Thank you for those that have sent in videos today. Thank you for those that are going to be sending in videos that are just now about to join the Discord. I truly, truly, truly appreciate you. We are on the road to 900,000 subscribers. All esteem, all praises go unto Saba Yahuwah and Abba Yahusha HaMashiach, because I promise you, I'm just a vessel that they're working in and through, so I have to give credit and honor where it is due. I want to say, if you have been shopping the merch, shopperky.com, the link is in the description down below, and you happen to buy from me or you bought from me, may you please take a picture and tag me and send it to me or something so that I can feature you on the website so I can shout you out. That's my way of saying thank you, and I appreciate you, and thank you for all the love and support that you have been showing. So I say thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for those that have bought merch and those that will be buying it. So again, I can't thank you guys enough. Y'all have a blessed one. I'll see you on the next one. Shalom, shalom. You can't bring me down. I know who I belong to. Yeah. What? I won't sell my soul. I know my worth.